Yes, our house was the last one on Londres that had to build its own sidewalk and its own light. And we had a German governess who used to give us a cold bath and then make us walk smartly all the way up to Chapultepec and back. They were all fields, you see.
A long way.
Yes.
Was the British Club still running during that period of revolution?
Yes. Then they moved on to Venustiano Carranza. It was there until it closed up. They tried to get a British Club going, but I don't think the young people are interested.
It's difficult travel these days.
Yeah.
For example, we've talked about the Performer Club. Now, what about the church? Was your father and mother interested in the church?
My father gave the lamp. My grandfather gave the lamp.
Grandfather's name was?
Job Hamer.
Job Hamer, who gave the land on Articulo 126.
He gave the land, yes.
Was Articulo a very busy street in those days?
I suppose.
Having given the land, who got together and built the church?
Well, there were several. There was, of course, Pearsons, the Woodrows gave a lot. There were Ambridges, the Bjorklunds, the Phillipses.
Was it a local architect, or did they bring an American or English architect?
No, I think it was a local.
A local man. Yes. And who organized all the altar and the altar screen? Was that imported from England?
That came from London. Well, all the windows, except those new ones, they all came from London.
I see.
That was the Reredos is in memory of my grandfather.
The Reredos is in memory of your grandfather.
He gave the land and he gave quite a lot of money.
Apart from the Reredos, what other things were representing your family?
There's the window on the left, just by the pulpit. That's William Hamer, the young man. He was my godfather, who died of typhoid here. Then on the other side there are the Phillipses, the Blackmores. Well, yes, the Blackmores also
gave money.
Yes. And on one spot when they gave up, grandfather gave them a big check to continue. And my mother and father, they both played the... It wasn't a proper organ, it was...
Harpsichord?
Harmonium,
yes.
Yeah. Then they brought this organ from England. And of course later on, when we were in our teens, we all sang in the choir. And I played the organ for the evening services.
Good. Were the Lacos involved?
Oh yes, the Lacos involved.
So there was an evening service?
Yes.
On Sundays? Evensong.
Of course, it was easy to get there, you see. We walked from our house.
Right.
We lived in you could always walk to church. And I liked to go to evening service. But I played the organ. When I came from Canada, I played the organ for the evening services. It was rather funny story. One young woman said the organ was too high for her voice, so her boyfriend cut the pipes down. He cut the brass. He cut about half a yard of pipe over so it fit her voice. Then, of course, much later, we got the electric organ.
When did you get the cemetery at Claspan?
That was before my time.
So it did exist before your time? Who built the little chapel?
The little chapel, that was Grove Johnson, the same man who built the embassy in my father's house. There's still a few houses of his there.
He was an architect, Grove Johnson. Was he an American?
No, he was an Englishman.
An Englishman, Grove Johnson.
He also built the first hospital on...
Mariano Escovedo. So Pearson contacted him.
But, of course, he wasn't a doctor, and the operating rooms faced the sun. But the first Calvary Hall was built because there were 24 young English engineers died of yellow fever in Veracruz. And these people had nowhere to go. There was the Juarez Hospital, but it wasn't what they wanted. So Lady Cowdery took a house in Alcayerbis. And she brought a Miss Hansen out from England as a nurse.
Artis is now called
the Institute.
Antonio Caso.
Antonio Caso. Yes, and she brought Miss Hansen out from England, and she...
Roughly what date would this be? Roughly.
I suppose, I would say in the early 1900s.
I see.
And she used to cook and wash floors and help Miss Hansen, and then they brought... two or three English nurses out to help. But it was built because she was concerned for these young men that got ill and had nowhere to go. But then, of course, after a while, we all used it, the whole colony used it.
And when did it change from Artis up to Escovedo? Do you remember? To Mariano Escovedo.
No, not Mariano Escovedo, Antonio Caso.
So it went from Artis to Antonio Caso. Artis was Antonio Caso.
Yes.
But where did it go from Antonio Caso? To Mariano Escovedo.
Oh, yes.
Who built... Much later. When did they build the Mariano Escovedo ABC Hospital?
I would think that was in the early 1900s.
Early 1900s.
And it was in North Rafael. We all lived there. And of course, Mariano Escovedo was a country lane out to the big rancho of the Cornejos. No, not Cornejos.
Morales?
The rancho Morales.
Yes,
we used to ride there on our bicycles.
So you think the ABC Hospital, which was paid for by the Cowdrays, was built in Escovedo, Mariano Escovedo, about the 1900s.
Yes, no. No, that was the one on Mariano Escovedo was inaugurated in 1920.
So there's been, the Artis continued until 1920 at the hospital in Artis.
Yes, it was the American hospital was near there too. No, you came in 1920, didn't you? Well, then it was 21 that it was inaugurated. And one of the ideas was that the nurses should all be British. But of course the laws changed all that, because the personals in the Calvary Hall were all Canadians, British. But the laws changed that,